This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The first day of our broadcast week is also the last hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show in the year 2018.
What? Yeah, no, not forever.
Kind of a weird paradox there.
Yeah, not forever, just for the 2018 calendar year.
2018.
Welcome, one and all. It's like, yeah, New Year's Eve coming up tomorrow. Those of you listening live, New Year's Day the next day. And here we are in the 2019, the precipice of the 20th year anniversary of Robert Scott Bell's official entry into broadcast radio. I don't know what to do. I'm going to get all verklempt.
It's kind of a big, you are kind of a big deal, dude. 20 is it's a big number. It's a big number. It's significant, and I we haven't really discussed it, but are we like celebrating this like on what, on the 2nd of January, or because that's like the first live show of?
You know, I think, every show in the calendar year 2019 is going to be a celebration. That's just how we got to look at it.
I know, but I want to tease people that maybe we could do something special, something. I don't know. Right. I mean, we've got to celebrate it somehow.
All right. Well, Party Naked Radio. No, I'm just kidding. We have video now. We can't do that. Hey, I don't know, Super Don. Honestly, I hadn't thought that through. It is kind of strange.
I mean, come on, dude. 20 years? You can't just go, oh, yeah, 20 years. All right, let's talk about some vaccines. We gotta do something.
I'm a sucky planner of parties. I just don't do that very well.
I'll buy you a bowling ball.
There you go. Yeah, right? I'm also a horrible gift giver. You name it. I just try to give the gift of healing all the time. By the way, the best kept secret in radio, I think, all these years. You know, we've been on the air and in radio all these years, and nobody knows about us. So I think that's you know, the stealth radio program. That's got to be an accomplishment.
A little guerrilla radio warfare.
So we'll figure it out.
Natural, you know, ninja.
How many teachable moments do we have on this show? I mean, once or twice a week, usually we teach something new, right? If not every day, try every segment maybe. I don't know. You guys tell us. But we've got a good one right here now. If you remember back to Friday's broadcast, the last broadcast day of our week, and then make it a bridge to today. I talked about fever. There was a story about fever, was there not? And I had an opportunity to share, I think it was a question of the day.
It was a question of the day.
Yeah.
And this was, I can't remember her name. Was this Elka, maybe? I don't remember.
You can't remember Elka.
I remember the name. But anyway, she had a child who she said every once in a while, despite the fact that she was feeding her right and, you know, supplementing right, her child would pick up a bug on a regular basis, and sometimes would get a fever of 105 or more.
Wow, yeah. Those are brutal fevers. I'm not kidding about that. But I wanted, as she did, to bring it down safely, but safely, right? Not by suppressing it, unless it's, you know, life and death matter. They'll actually throw you in an ice bath, which is brutal. But there are, you know, allopathic measures to reduce fever. We know that. But unfortunately, they're more often than not first resorts rather than last resorts. And I think the takeaway from that question of the day, for me, I hope everybody gets this. If they don't, they'll get it today, is that fever is a sign of strength, not of weakness. So when somebody says, I keep getting a fever, well, yeah, if they're recurrent fevers, there's something that you're not overcoming. There's another issue or two or ten. I don't know. But the reality is, in general sense, fever is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now I'm talking a good fever. So here we go. The story of the day to open up our final show for 2018, a final live show, if you will, is, let's see, this one's on the Deseret News in Utah. It says, headline, Smart Thermometer Company reports Utah is sickest in the nation. Right?
Weird.
Sickest, right? Officials disagree, though, of course. Who are these officials? I don't know. Listen,
I'll bet you they're officials in Utah.
Probably. Now, I've been hanging out a bit in Utah, and I've observed actually a general health that is far superior to the rest of the nation.
Dude, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
I thought on a lot of the other reports and stuff that I've seen over the years, Utah usually ranks pretty high as far as some of the healthiest cities or healthiest states in the country.
I think it was like 1-2 Colorado, Utah.
A lot
of that was due to outdoor activities. But as I see here, the quality of food, the choice, I'm not saying it's all good, but on average better. I see far fewer obese children, significantly fewer than in Florida. And so for their conclusion, what is it based on? Okay, it's a smart thermometer company. Now, this should worry you. Anytime the word smart precedes some kind of technology, it means your data is being shared. I'm just going to say it. Your data, you are no longer operating in the world of privacy as if anybody can anymore. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. Now, the smart thermometer basically is a thermometer that's apparently connected to the internet via Wi-Fi. Like... Who needed that? I get, you know, all the interest in Wi-Fi technology. I know it's kind of like the shiny new toy, but 5G, good Lord, I don't like that where that's going. But apparently, if you have one of these smart thermometers, you take a temperature, it sends that data back and it knows exactly where you are. I'm not thrilled about this, but they're saying, no, this is good. We can track trends. We can track trends. And we're seeing measured elevated temperatures in Utah more than in other states right now. So it must mean that it's the sickest in the nation. And I take issue with this. Because as I said, and I'm going to repeat it, fever is a sign of strength, not weakness. It means that the immune systems of whoever's being analyzed by a smart thermometers. And by the way, Super Don, can you check, are these rectal thermometers? Can you...
Really?
Yeah, bend over. Let me just check it out. No, I'm just teasing. I don't know. Are smart thermometers? Yes. Well, some people sit on their smarts. Well, look, if you are seeing elevated temperature reporting in Utah, for instance, and they're going to say, well, that means more flu. I'm like, that's no more accurate than the CDC claiming the flu is epidemic and then realizing that everybody's testing not positive for influenza virus, so they stop testing and just say, just call it flu because symptomatically it looks like it. You know, elevated temperatures is not indication necessarily it's flu. It could be any number of things. But the fact that you have elevated temperature means you have vitality, means you have strength, means your immune system is functioning. And this is a message to all young moms and dads out there. We've got to break the cycle of medical arrogance and, I will say, tribal ignorance. Because we're not aware of the fact that fever is so vitally viable in helping us overcome disease in a genuine way that makes us stronger, not weaker. Like we go through an incredible workout. You're exhausted, you're tired, but man, you come out of it, you feel better. Like this last week, I haven't felt top of the world, right? And you know, as Friday hit, I started feeling better and better. And you know, it's sort of like because I didn't suppress any of these symptoms, ailments. I was using silver, I was using beta glucan, I was using selenium, some homeopathic remedies, and so I got through it. But you know, I didn't stop it from happening. And I felt better afterwards. So it's kind of like that concept. So this story is interesting to me in that it's another teachable moment for folks to realize that fever in and of itself is not dangerous. We had a question of the day from a woman who had a child with a number of fevers that were up at a 105 level where people are freaking out. And yet most fevers, if they reach 103.5, that's a big deal for a kid even, which tells you on average how weak kids are today. But apparently not in Utah. They're mustering fevers, although they don't tell us the levels of the fever. So that's still up in the air a little bit.
You know, it's just a data set. I mean, really, is all it is. I mean, you can't, you know, whatever happened to correlation does not equal causation. You know, I mean, it's just.
That's only in vaccines.
And used against you by a skeptic. That's when they
improve. Yeah, if you use a homeopathic phosphorus for a fever, right, and it brings the fever down, they'll say that was a coincidence. Of course, right. If you take Tylenol or ibuprofen and it comes down, they'll say, oh, that's because the drug did it.
Right.
You know, but coincidence in one sense, not in another. Again, who gets to write the rules? So far this season, nationally, according to this article, there have been 8 pediatric deaths related to influenza. That's key. Related, not due to it. Because a lot of times, remember, secondary complications, lung, pulmonary issues, pneumonia, etc.
Well, yeah, but here's the kicker. Mm-hmm. There have been none reported in Utah at all.
Well, they're claiming 2 deaths in Utah. But again, it's so...
Well, no, those are 2 deaths, but I don't think those are related to influenza.
Oh, gotcha. Right? Okay, be clear, Superdon. I mean, be clear, Robert Scott. Bell.
So, anyway, I mean, whatever. I'm pleased that you liked this article.
Yeah, no, really.
Because I would have never picked this for an open, but you're right. I mean, it's a great teachable moment, as you said. Because, look, fever does not equal anything other than the fact that your body is trying to get over something, and it's working at it. And
let's be honest about this. In our culture, Superdon, we grew up this way. Fever was bad. It should be feared.
True.
It should be suppressed. You need to take something. No. Take nothing.
Is it feet of fever, starve a cold?
Starve a fever, yeah. And the reason is because all the energy required and really redirected from your body's cells from assimilation to let's burn this sucker out, right? So that's why. You think about the energy, you want to, you know, just fast it out. That's another good time. But obviously stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. But remember that, you know, the whole claim about this is, you know, caused by flu, it's nonsense. And they don't even know what flu really is. I mean, they'll say, oh, it's a virus. Well, really, is it? It's a response to some imbalance, some immune challenge. Could it be what you caught? Maybe. But more often than not, it's what you created from within by altering your terrain, your microbiome, etc. So we're going to try and modulate immunity in ways different than the mainstream media would ever consider. And in this article, we're going to help you to understand that when there's a fever, don't fear it. Embrace it. You can use homeopathic belladonna for children, ferrum fos, or phosphorus. And in the case of most adults, phosphorus is your number one go-to remedy. All right, Super D. I think we got a good start to our final Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast of 2018, officially, live anyway.
New Blue Oyster Cult song. Don't fear the fever.
Don't fear the fever. I love that. That's an awesome choice. Listen, we got a whole other segment or two or three still to go in this hour. And I think, Super Don, you're going to flood me with some more questions of the day people have been throwing our way.
We've got more coming up after the break.
We've got more. You want more? Well, you're going to have to wait till next year. Well, that's only a couple of days away, so you'll be okay. You'll be okay. All right, folks, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. What a wonderful 2018. Yeah, it's been filled with challenges, but we're still here. We're breathing, and we're bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hurry up. We're almost out of time. 2018 almost gone. Super done. And we've got to answer some, I think they're called questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, here we are squeezing as many questions of the day we can before the end of the year, because then they'll expire. We'll have to start all over, Super Don. Who's our first question, and what is the question?
All right, first question comes from Josh. Josh says, hello, Dr. Bell. Dr. Bell.
Paging Dr. Bell. Listen, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't claim to be one. Y'all can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for organic dinner.
All right, kind of like Dr. Pepper, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Hook. Okay. Anyway, Josh says, I was wondering if sovereign silver is okay for pregnant women to take as an immune booster. Mm-hmm. He says, my wife is in her third trimester and recently got a cold. We eat clean and hydrate well and rarely get sick. He says, I'm a firm believer in silver, but there are not a lot of studies that say anything about it. Mm-hmm. Like, well... Yeah, I guess it depends on who you ask, right?
Yeah.
About it and pregnancy. So I guess, yeah, there we go.
First of all, Josh, how did this pregnancy thing happen? Come on. No, that's not what I meant. I mean, how the cold?
I don't understand. I don't understand. Explain.
Right. Yeah, that's the question you want to know. No, don't need the details. Just teasing. All right, so a question. This question is very common. It is, and it's a legitimate question. I mean, who wouldn't want to know, is it safe during pregnancy? The irony, the doctors don't ask that question the right way, because they will prescribe antibiotics during pregnancy at the drop of a hat. I mean, I hope it's not that drop of a hattie, but, you know, sometimes it seems to be. And then they'll say, oh, don't do silver. That's going to ruin the fetus, the developing baby. Well, where's the evidence of that? The evidence I see, and you know, obviously coming a lot from animal studies, but this is how they do a lot of these things. Even at 2,000 times the reference dose, I mean, we're massively dosing a mom-to-be, or in this case, an animal who's now lactating, nursing a baby. And they showed the impact at that ridiculous level of ingestion that nobody here is going to ever need. And there was no negative impact at all on the little baby. Not at all. Not neurological, not anything was disrupted and dysfunctional. Now, I'm not advocating people overdose beyond the EPA reference dose guide, right? If you want to be really safe, that means a normal level of ingestion being 350 micrograms. They don't say avoid all silver during pregnancy, do they? They don't even pay attention to the fact that silver is a normal constituent of the mammalian diet. And, of course, those include most humans. Maybe not in Washington, D.C., but most other places. So taking silver, right, if you're in a cold scenario, you're doing a teaspoon 5, 6, 7 times a day. That's 5 ml teaspoon is a dose. And 10 ppm, that's sovereign silver, it's like 25 micrograms. It's hardly any at all. You're talking homeopathic dosages, like a 5X, if you know about homeopathic dilutions. So, no, is it really harmful in any way, shape, or form? Not that I've found. Now, I'm not telling you to make your own colloidal silver at home. I don't know what you're making, what it is that you're taking at that point. That's not what I'm advocating. But the hydrosol form, I've got no problem with. My wife, when she was pregnant, she utilized the silver as needed. And that and homeopathic medicine, best things. You know, and she says it's a cold, right? Allium sepa. If it's in the sinuses, you can do calibichromicum or sticta pulmonaria. I'm just going all Harry Potter all over you, and I hope you don't mind. But these are remedies that are commonly used for sinus congestion and colds. But there are other things you can do. So, no, I have no concern. But what happens, here's the concern. If you were like a manufacturer of silver and you told pregnant women they could do this, and let's say something does happen, right? Something goes wrong. We don't know what. Anything can happen, right? It's pregnancy. And then they take a survey. Well, what was this woman on? What was she eating? What was she drinking? Was she on any medication? Was she? Oh, she was on a dietary supplement. Immediately, the medical profession is programmed to say it's always the dietary supplement's fault. Even though silver is a normal constituent, it's found in water, spring water, seawater, tap water, well water. It's found in all mammalian milk, goat, cow, human. It's found in whole grains. It's found in mushrooms that you can eat. So, again, I wanted to make that distinction as to why I'm saying that. I see there's another follow-up. This is also, should I up her selenium?
Up your selenium.
I think you already upped something, but yeah, up her selenium. intake 400 and 600. Her weight, right? She
what?
Has to grow. She has to grow. Bigger.
Insane.
What? Pregnancy. She gets bigger, right? No? All right. 400 to 600 micrograms per day while sick. Yes. Up her selenium. I love it when I make Super Don laugh. It makes my day. Up her selenium. Absolutely. You should already be taking at least 200 micrograms of 100% whole food selenium. Make sure she's doing 100 micrograms of 100% whole food GTF chromium at least 3 times, if not 4 times a day, to protect that developing baby as well. So, thank you so much, Josh, for asking a great question. We're going to be coming back. Super Don's going to throw at least a couple more at us this hour. We'll be back with more powerful healing. Go to RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. In the past 3 weeks, two migrant children, ages 8 and 7, from Guatemala, died while in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. On ABC's This Week, Commissioner Kevin McAleenan said agents did everything they could as soon as the children manifested symptoms of illness to save their lives.
Jacqueline was 94 miles away from the nearest Border Patrol station. She started to vomit on a bus ride to that station. Our agents got her there as quickly as they could, where we had a paramedic waiting, an agent who's a paramedic, to revive her and get her into emergency medical services and life flight her to a children's hospital in El Paso. In Felipe's case, it was actually a Border Patrol agent who noticed his symptoms and made the decision to take him and his father to the emergency room.
McAleenan says Customs and Border Protection will now conduct secondary medical checks on all children in its custody with a focus on those under 10. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, back at it. A little bit more time before the end of the year. Super done. And, you know, we've got a few encores coming up because we rarely do, but they, you know, fall on the New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, things like that. And so gear up. There'll be some good ones. Don't feel
Are you
sad.
Doing anything for New Year's?
No.
New Year's Eve.
What about you? Staycation?
You know, it's well. I just had this conversation earlier today, and my daughter, she's 27 years old, and this is the daughter who I've got the three grandkids, and so she's like, hey, I'm going to come over. And Donnie can come over, my son.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you know, and she's saying, oh, we, you know, mom and I can do like manicures and pedicures, you know, and we can drink and we can, you know, watch girly movies and stuff. And I'm like, I walked out into the kitchen. I'm like, excuse me. I live here too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't anticipate
going to
do manicures and pedicures and watch girly movies.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I kind of, you know, did the old man thing because I'm, you know, 50 now. I'm
right.
No, I'm not. No, I don't drink anyway.
Right.
So it looks like on New Year's Eve, because I was a crotchety old man,
yeah.
Now I'm going to babysit grandkids.
And the ladies are going out, aren't they?
No. Mom's going to stay here, too.
Okay.
You know, it's just like the whole drinking and partying thing.
Right.
It's just like, eh. So
that was last decade or more, right?
I was like, I asked her, I said, how old are you? You're 27.
Yeah.
What is this like having a sleepover slumber party and creating lists of the hot boys at school thing? That's like, you know, that's like 14.
No, I don't want to know. I don't care if they're 27. I still don't want to know, right?
Right.
All right. Well, hey,
so anyway.
Listen, upcoming events and happy new year before it's officially new year. Upcoming events are in the show notes. You'll see RSB events coming up. We got the big one in January, toward the end of January, last weekend. Marlene Siegel, PascoVet.com. And we're still planning to go to Canada in April, I think, for the Total Health Show. Dr. Batar has his yoga show coming up after the new year. So there's a lot. And then, of course,
yep.
The Advanced Medicine Conference, and that'll be also Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena, California. So check that out.
Yeah, RobertScottBell.com. Check it out in the show notes. We got links to everything.
Yeah, upcoming events online. What do you call those things?
There's a couple of summits coming up. The first one is going to be the fasting summit, which you will be actually participating in, and people will be able to listen to you. What is it you're talking about?
Well, fasting, but in a way that I don't think any other of the presenters, doctors and non-doctors alike, are going to relate. And some of it you've heard me talk about, but, of course, Dr. David Jockers, who we'll have on soon, too, he got me to go into some interesting areas, so I think you'll enjoy that.
Nice. Excelente. And then later on in the month, if you go in the show notes, I just put it in the show notes on today's show. I was just kind of holding off for a little bit because I didn't want it to overlap with the other one. But Toxic Mold Summit coming up at the end of the month. If you haven't signed up for that, sign up for that because that is going to have some
interesting stuff. This is where we get together and we learn how to make Jell-O molds with toxic food ingredients, additives.
Absolutely. You know. Toxic. Got to have something toxic.
No. We're trying to clean up, detoxify in the new year. So how do we do that with toxic mold? That'll be there. Now, what else we got? We have some more questions coming through?
Yep. All right. So this one is coming from Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Phil says, my son is a 44-year-old quadriplegic and has respiratory issues, pneumonia, congestion, etc. He asks, will silver hydrosol help in fighting the bacteria that follows aspiration? Will it help boost Cody's immune system?
Okay. Well, this is a unique case here. You got a quadriplegic. Obviously, a lot of things that you have a disadvantage in that movement. Unless you're doing constant physical therapy, the lymphatic stasis can create infection. Adaptation for survival, you see a lot of issues with the lungs. Liver, kidney, lymph, congestion leading to lung issues. And in this case, a lot of respiratory issues. Now, they're talking about aspiration. I think if they're trying to, like, if they're removing fluid, is there extra fluid in the lungs that continually builds up, or is it debris that ends up there because of the lack of motility, movement, muscle function? This is a tough one. It's not tough in response to answering the question. I'm just thinking of all the things that this young man, Cody, even though 44, but still has to deal with. So silver is ideal to address the bacterial imbalances and overgrowth locally, especially within the respiratory tract or even at the opening, to the trachea. By utilizing silver in a nebulized form, you can actually breathe it in, cleanse the area, keep it clean. If he's able to swallow without aspirating, if you will, liquid, then you could obviously drink it normally and swallow it down and anywhere it comes into contact with bacteria. It'll help to neutralize that. But the question of nebulization is so, I wish that everybody dealing with these chronic pulmonary issues, especially quadriplegic, paraplegic, anybody that has to deal with tubes in and out of their body, that's not a normal thing. You are at higher risk of infection due to inflammation, due to other imbalances. The hydrosol nebulized is one of the most profound tools, and it will not stimulate the so-called production of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. So there's no downside to it. It helps to heal tissue. It helps to downregulate tissue inflammation. It is not disastrous or dangerous in any way, shape, or form at the levels we're talking about. Now, will it help to boost Cody's immune system? I always make a distinction here because boosting could be misinterpreted. I know what you mean by that, but it could be misinterpreted to hyperstimulating. We don't need to overstimulate anything to get it. We just want it to work efficiently. And so modulating is more appropriate. Yes, it facilitates the engagement of the white blood cells, particularly what are known as the B lymphocytes. Again, I feel like we're in a more teachable moment once again here, Super Don, with this question. And so, yeah, the entertainment value has just dropped precipitously, but the value for someone like Cody is off the charts, right? So modulate the immune system so you'll enhance, in general, the immune system. And this can be done via mucosal delivery even, just sublingual absorption of a little bit at a time, and that enhances the immune response too.
So I had to actually look this up because I was getting confused. I was quite clear on what they were talking about when they were talking about aspiration, and especially when it relates to pneumonia. And apparently, and this is you probably already knew this. I'm just kind of a dummy when it comes to some of these things, these terms.
Yeah.
So pulmonary aspiration is when you inhale food, stomach acid, or saliva into your lungs.
Right. Right.
So now I kind of, I think I was getting it confused with like respiration.
Right.
I'm like,
well,
aspirate.
But they'll clean the area out. Sometimes they'll have to, suction it out, right?
Yeah.
And then what's left over is something that shouldn't be there, right? Not only the food, but the things that may come along with the food, but certain bacteria that don't belong there. So that risks the infection and pneumonia. And the most profound way to address pneumonia, page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal, involves nebulizing silver hydrosol. But remember, there are other key homeopathic ingredients, including Bryonia alba, which works with the lungs and the liver. Spongia tosta, Antimonium tartaricum, and one more, Drosera rotundifolia. And for you kids out there that don't know about Spongia tosta, it's basically SpongeBob but toasted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a homeopathic form, of course. No real SpongeBobs were harmed in the making of this remedy. Right.
All right. Well, thanks, Phil, for writing in.
Yeah.
And all right, so we got one more here for this segment. This comes from Benjamin.
Okay.
Benjamin says, "Hi, RSB and Super D. I wanted to thank you for bringing truth and light to the vaccination debate."
Wow, somebody appreciates us.
Yeah, there you go. Benjamin continues and says, "If someone you know did get a vaccine, would it be possible to detox them from the harmful ingredients?" He says, "I know this isn't the best route to go, but situations may arise. I want to be prepared if at all possible."
Okay.
And he says, "Thank you, sending love and gratitude." So, wow, love and gratitude and praise for bringing truth and light to the vaccination debate. That's
I don't think we can top the praise, the comment there for that. And, Phil, you didn't have to say nice things about us. We'd still answer your question, but that's very kind.
Yes.
So this is the dilemma of those, for instance, going into the military or medical or nursing professions, for instance, where they seemingly can't find a way out. I still don't like to give up on the way out. And I will reference vaccinelawyer.com, I believe it is, our friend who covers this issue. You know, we've interviewed many times.
I want to say it's Vaccine Rights.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you're right. Vaccinerights.com. I think you're right about that. But this issue, I had to deal with a buddy of mine who's in one of the armed forces. And he's like, "Dude, I've been able to get out of the flu shot every year, but this time they're transferring me. I am busted. There's no way I can get around this." You know, obviously he spent a lot of time in the military. It's not an option to get, what do they call it? A dishonorable discharge, right? Based on refusing a flu shot. So he says, "What can I do?" So this is a similar scenario. Now, this is not me giving you a get out of jail free card. I don't want you to go, "Oh yeah, Robert said I can do it. Just go ahead and get the shot." No, no. You always want to avoid the shot. Last resort is going, "I have to get the shot. What do I do?" So you need at the ready, like Vaccinoplex or VaccinoCleanse. These are homeopathic remedies, including Thuja and Cilicia, that are in a synergistic complex formulation. that address all the many aspects of what we call vaccinosis, or adverse vaccine reactions. Now, in an ideal world, I would also have you do the homeopathic form of the vaccine that they're going to give you, right? If you could get a hold of one of those vaccines and convert it into a homeopathic medicine, that will kind of counteract to some degree, have your body more ready to deal with and get rid of those things. I would also want you to increase selenium levels significantly. Well, prior to the time you get this shot, rather than 200 micrograms, I'm going up to 4, 6, 800 micrograms a day for a couple of weeks. Really flood your body with 100% whole food selenium, because it's going to rely on selenium to bind and excrete a lot of the toxins that are coming in with these vaccinations. Obviously, keep hydrated. You may, if you haven't gotten an Echo water machine, the frequencies that are going to be available to you, including the plan is for some of the RSB frequencies. And I think that will be one of them. Yep, you've heard it here first. So, Phil, I don't know how long from now that this will be going on. If you have to get the shot or someone you know, I would say for sure get the Echo water machine, because sometimes they're cracking down on homeopathic remedies and making it very difficult to get the kind of things to counteract vaccine injury. Mm-hmm. So those are just a few of the strategies I would have you do.
That was Benjamin, by the way.
Oh, that was Benjamin. I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank
still,
you.
You're still stuck on Phil.
Oh, right. It was right below that, Benjamin. I see Benjamin. Sorry about that, Benjamin and Phil. Anyway, that's just some of the stuff I would say. Mm-hmm. Obviously, keep moving, keep hydrating. Pray on it, too. Prayer works. I'm not asking you to pray a hurricane away, because Super Don makes fun of me every time I say that. But, you know, thinking positive thoughts about it and getting it moving out and visualize it moving on and through your body and out. All right. We are up against the break. We got one more segment this hour, maybe the final live hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show in 2018. So let's enjoy it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Short people got no. Hey, you know what short people got? Short people, you got to stay out of the ICU.
First off, I got to say, when was the last time you heard that song, right? I mean, that's.
Are they allowed to play that? We're going to be banned for playing
no,
that.
No, you know what? I think this would be protested if people. If this came out today, it would never make it on the air.
You're right. You're right. Well, nope. we're on as far as we know, and if not, we'll put it up on Brighteon. Our good buddy Mike Adams, the health ranger, won't censor us.
Short people.
Short people, short patients. Now, why did I say stay out of the ICU? Well, there's apparently a study, and this is reported at BGR.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I don't yet know the reason for this, but they say...
Well, they what? Don't either. That's the funny thing.
Okay, so we agree with them. We don't. We're not pretending to know something we don't know. This research published in Intensive Care Medicine suggests that short patients are more likely to die in intensive care than patients who are taller.
Dude, that must suck. I mean, right? I think short people automatically kind of get
the short end of the stick here.
Yeah, they might get teased or something like that for being short. Mm. And so not only do you have to deal with that, but now, according to this study anyway, if you end up in the ICU, you have a higher chance of dying than taller people. And they'd say in there, we don't know why this is happening, and it's all speculation at this point. So I don't think I would be worried if you're short. You don't want to go out and like get yourself stretched on a rack to try and make yourself taller because you're afraid you're going to die. I don't think there's really much to it. It's possible, though. I guess I don't know what the explanation would be.
Put a long device in a short person, that could be resulting in death. I don't know. There's just not enough information to go here, but they do say the stats. Predicted mortality decreased from 24% to 17% for women and 29% to 21% for men across a range of heights. So I don't know if it's the taller you are, the least likely you're going to die. I don't know. One of those weird things that we're just going to have to leave as a mystery this year.
Science will have to get back to us on that one.
Yeah. Well, let us know, science. What do you say? All right. Now, talking about science, how about crazy, sloppy science? No, not in a good way either. Not in a good way. No, what am I talking about here? Let's go to China. China. You've heard about CRISPR technology. We're not talking about making CRISPR patients, or maybe we are. Scientists in China are losing track of gene-edited CRISPR patients. So,
dude, I saw this. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Are you? You have done the rewriting of DNA on people.
Yeah.
And you don't know where they're at? How do you?
This is a Marvel Comics to be, honestly. These are the X-Men and X-Women. Gene therapies, and they're altering the genes through CRISPR technology to deal with cancer, and then they're just letting them out in the world going, well, we'll see what happens, or maybe we won't because we don't know where they are.
I mean, I just see they're going to have like an epidemic of like Sasquatches or something in China. I'm sitting there just going, you know, this is like cutting edge, if you want to call it that. I think it's crazy dangerous, but cutting edge technology, stuff that is, I mean, we don't know long term what the effect is going to be on people. And you're telling me that you did these therapies and stuff on patients and you have no idea where they're at. They've just disappeared.
See, this is where I say science without morality is just suicidal, homicidal as well. Because, you know, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should, right? Experimenting, pollinating DNA from animals into humans, vice versa. This is the kind of crazy stuff we talk about all of the time here. And yeah, we have a actual inclusion of a dog on the show agreeing with me here, Superdog.
Yes, he was agreeing.
I mean, that's a big one right there. But science without morality is destructive. I mean, it's like, yeah, nuclear bombs everywhere, right? Yes, edit DNA and send them off on their way. Unintended consequences, who cares? I've never read Michael Crichton. Jurassic China, but this is communism. Even though it's not pure communism in China, it's certainly devoid of God and morality, you want to say ethics, whatever. And this is the disaster just waiting to happen, folks. Just because you can't doesn't mean you should. You've got to have a higher level of guidance, something, some kind of moral compass, something that provides an, I guess you know, say an ethical boundary. And I'm not one that likes to limit folks, but man, oh man, altering DNA in this way and then just releasing it to the world. I don't know. Maybe we won't be here in 2019 after that.
I'm just almost speechless on this situation because this is just so irresponsible. But then again, you know, China's the country that keeps shipping us products with lead in it. So
yeah. All right. Well, folks, we're going to take a break another hour before 2019 officially. We've got some encores. And remember, though, God's honest truth, maybe even in China, although we'll work on it, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.